Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, Jesus, there's just something about that name. Those of you that know it, you know what I'm talking about. I call him Master, Savior, Jesus. It's like the fragrance after the rain. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim. Yeah, there's something about it. When I call him in the midnight hour, there's something about it. Woo! Something about that. Come on, give that name praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
You,
I need you to
change me. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on and just thank God right where you are. Amen. Thanking God for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that you're trusting God to do. Amen. Hallelujah. The understanding that you have the power and the authority working on the inside of you. Amen. That you're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Come on and shout glory. Hallelujah. Come on, church, let's enter in this morning. Whatever it is that's plaguing your mind, whatever situation or circumstances you may be facing or going through, I want you to understand this morning that God is still able. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Heavenly Father. The Bible says in Psalm 96, 1 through 6, oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Amen. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Amen. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Come on, church, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah to your name, Heavenly Father. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joy into the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joy to him with songs. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his head are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Because God is able. You may not be able, but I want you to understand how we serve a God that's able to do all things with him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands form the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our maker, for he is our God, and we, hallelujah, are his people, of his pasture, hallelujah, the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your only begotten Son. And through his precious blood, oh God, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, and there's no one greater than you, and we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made us. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new verses and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We thank you, oh God, that you restore the souls of our family members and loved ones, oh God, all that we love and concerned about. Lord, we thank you that we didn't get a, hallelujah, a phone call in the wee hours of the morning about anyone in our family, oh God, that went home, oh God. We thank you to know we got a phone call about us, oh God, that you counted us worthy to be here another day. So we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we love you. We thank you that you love this place. Lord, we come humbling ourselves on your mighty hand, that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Oh, Lord, help us on today. Lord, we ask that you release your warring angels to warn these any spirits in the heavens of night to stop our prayers are being answered. We declare and declare, hallelujah, that our prayers will not be earthbound. Amen. We declare and declare we have a free passage from our prayer life to ascend in the realm of the supernatural. Hallelujah, will not be earthbound. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven. Hallelujah, we are seated in heavenly places of Christ Jesus. Therefore, we walk from this plane and realm. We declare and declare that the anointing of God breaks up every yoke and opens up every portal and assign angels to reinforce us as we advance into new levels and new dimensions, new around the territory. Let there be a breakthrough in the heaven on today, oh God. In the life of your children, amen. Oh Lord, pour our blessings that we won't have room enough to receive, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of name. Everybody, we come to worship you as you desire in truth and in spirit, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Father God, open up the channels of our spirit right now that we can receive from you great and mighty. Lord, fill these your temple with as much of kind of glory as possible, that all will see your glory upon our life, and know that we've been saved by you, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, if we had a thousand times of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus. I cleanse out all sources and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in our lives and those in our family. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us each person that we pray for today clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, and clarity of knowing and hearing your voice. According to John 16 and 23, oh Lord, help us on today. Hiya. Father God, deliver us by your truth, for your word is truth. Forgive us of any misdemeanors, misunderstanding, malice, carnality, rationalization, and indifference or hardiness. Father, we decree and declare that the evil one has no place in us. Amen. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Our independence from all strongholds pins our mind by the washing of the word, with your water creating us a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable by sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Hallelujah. Set a watch over our mouth and keep the door of our lips. Let no evil communication proceed from our lips. Supercontrol the fruits of the spirit of the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh. Hide us in your pavilion, in your secret place of the Most High God. Let us, hallelujah, lead us along the part of righteousness for your name's sake, O God. We declare the fact that we have integrity
and whom the Lord set free. We in a race this morning. It's free indeed. According to Deuteronomy 32 and 13 and Job 29 and 6, make us arouse in the high place of the earth to eat the increase of the field, to suck the honey out of the rock, wash our shirts with butter, and cause all to fall out the flinty rock. We decree in the past, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that our past is past, and we press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, for chronology. Wash our minds of hidden agendas. We decree in the past that our feet have been loose from the snare of the enemy, which causes bondage and immobility and paralysis. Father, we decree in the past that we are free to advance and fulfill our purpose and maximize our potential. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Help over there. Lord, we thank you for your ever-present help and your help is on the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, many have come today, hallelujah, with sickness in their body. Many have come today, oh God, with the spirit of confusion robbing them of their peace, oh God. Many have come today, oh God, with a hindering spirit that they cannot fulfill their purpose. Many have a spirit of lust and perversion that, hallelujah, that's robbing them of this life. Many of them, oh God, are dealing with the spirit of oppression, depression, and fear, anxiety, and worry, oh God. Oh Lord, I pray, let us be delivered right now from every spirit that's operating in us outside of the Holy Spirit. Let us be delivered and set free. We speak to you, evil spirit. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and leave our bodies and our lives in a normal way. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, receive your deliverance this morning. Lord, we don't come to just be the same. We come to be changed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask that you fill these areas that the enemy has vacated, oh God, with thy Holy Spirit to overflow. That when the enemy tries to return, they will feel, they will see that these places have been filled with the Holy Spirit, that they cannot reside in us in any area of our lives. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. We take back any authority that we gave to the enemy to use against our lives and those in our family right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, let me be first out the man. That we, your children, may live in peace, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, do a new work in us, oh God. Oh Lord, we need you more and more, Father God. We come, oh God, that we can receive from you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, help us, oh Lord. Oh Lord, our face, our hands, our feet, our eyes, our ears, oh God. Hallelujah, that we will walk according to your will, oh God. Lead us down the path of righteousness in your name's sake, oh Lord. And we just want to be praising, oh God. Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh right now. Fill us afresh when we've been emptied. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit, renew us. Renew the fire within us. Renew the zeal, the passion, and desire to serve God. Renew us, Holy Spirit. Refresh us, Lord, I pray. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Help us, Father, incubate us with the fire of your Holy Ghost. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every ounce of power burning in our life, pray them be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm never. Whenever the devil puts limitations up, that we will not have a power of God in our life, we pray those limitations to be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you're doing a new thing in our lives. Amen. Lord, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor, oh God, and we give it to you. We command all spiritual strangers in our life, flee from our spirit right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Holy Spirit, fill us up by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, catapult our spiritual life to the mountaintop. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Take us from where we are right now to another level, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your glory shine forth, oh Lord. Let us go to another level in the name of Jesus Christ. We glorify and magnify you, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, open up our eyes and our ears to receive what to receive from you, oh God. Oh Lord, use us, oh God, for your glory. Hallelujah. Do mighty things, oh God. So that we can do mighty things for you, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we ask, oh Lord, release your tongue of fire upon our life and those in our family, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, release your tongue of fire upon our life this day. Let tongue of fire come upon our life. Christ, and burn up all spiritual filthiness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that we will look more like you, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, wherever there's any filthiness, let it be burned away, and let it be replaced with the burning fire of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, hallelujah, heal every area of our lives. Where there has been any backsliding, hurt, pain, disappointment, or limitation, heal us completely, oh Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We can't thank you enough for everything we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind our mind to the mind of Christ. And I will in your will, Heavenly Father, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we pray in Jesus' name right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We stand against anything in our life that would cause us to stumble, amen? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, all bad fruits in our life, we put a stop to you right now, amen? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, all bad fruits that are causing a wrong reaction, we put a stop to you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we speak into being the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, amen? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, empower us to stand firm against all schemes and techniques of the devil. Amen. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Give us the strength to stand firm, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, empower us to stay away from anything or anybody who might try to take your place in our lives. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Empower us and give us strength and understanding and ability and grace to stay away from anything or anybody that might cause us to stumble and fall. In the name of Jesus Christ, we receive right now by faith the power to mount on wings like eagles. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, wherever we have been weak, give us power in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you. We thank you, and we won't stop thanking you, Lord, because all that you've done for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin and death. My Lord, my God, help us on today. Lord, we pray for divine guidance in order for our lives. We pray for divine position, God, that we can receive all from you, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, break us and remold us, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we receive right now fresh, fill us afresh, oh Lord. We receive fresh fire, fresh anointing, fresh oil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost be upon our life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, from this day forth, we decree and declare we will never be the same. Amen. We are going to another level in the name of Jesus. We will not be amiss right now, but in the name of Jesus. We shall be a tavern that is fine and goes well and accomplish its mission. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, any foundation of power working against us or our salvation, we destroy you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every yoke working against our spiritual growth in our life, in our career, in our marriage, in our womb, in our ministry, in our finance, in our feet, in our wisdom, in our knowledge, we destroy you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in heaven, Father, we thank you that it is done, it is complete. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for unity, amen. We thank you for healing us, amen. We thank you that you're with us, that you never leave us or forsake us, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, if you don't do anything else, you're already done enough. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you left nothing undone. You finished the work, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It is our prayer that we don't leave here, hallelujah, with work that's undone. That all will be finished in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you enough today. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ for those that are needing healing right now for the God. And those in our families, hallelujah, and those that are concerned about that are needing healing, that are going through any type of sickness, disease, age, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, a virus, known or unknown to man, command of God. We call upon you, for you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who healed. Brother, you are the great physician who promised that you will heal, you will not place anything disease upon us. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our way maker. You are our miracle worker. You said in Isaiah 53 and 5 that you were wounded for our transgressions. transgression, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with their stripes we are healed. Amen. Our mothers are healed. Our fathers are healed. Our brothers and sisters are healed. Our children are healed. Our grandchildren are healed. Our cousins are healed. Our aunts and uncles and family, they are healed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak it by faith. We defend it now. We walk by faith and not by sight. Even though we can't see it right now, we are expecting, hallelujah, healing in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Father, we decree in the past, according to 3 John chapter 1 and 2, but Lord, we wish above all things that that man prosper me and help us, even as our soul prosper. Father, we know that you want us to be healthy. We know that you want us to be happy. We know that you want us to be healed. We know that you want us to prosper. We know that you want us to succeed. We know that you want us to walk in optimum health. We know that you want us to live without pain, without hurt, without stress. Hallelujah. We know that you want us to live disease-free, sickness-free, stress-free. And therefore, we decree in the cloud today, according to your word, that we are healthy. Amen. And sickness and disease are far from us. Amen. By your stripes, we are healed. We are set free from all illnesses and diseases known and unknown to man. We are healed from every physical, physiological, hallelujah, biochemical, biological malfunction, from emotional wounds, psychological illnesses, from physical discomfort, from sickness and diseases of all kinds. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. I speak Jeremiah 17, verse 14 through 15 over our lives. Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved, for thou art our praise. Amen. Behold, they say unto us, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come near. You sent your word to heal us from all our diseases. Your word is nigh unto us this day. According to Psalm 107 and 20, we decree the fact that we are healed by the word of the Lord. Amen. I speak to every part of our bodies being healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of the Son, loose your hold over our lives and those in our family. Amen. Let the post of infirmity and affliction, discomfort, pain, dry up right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, receive your healing of the name. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. And Father God, as we enter in this day, oh God, to receive your word, oh, Lord, help us to receive in a mighty way. We come against every spirit of unbelief. Amen. And we command you to cease your work to die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every unteachable spirit right now. And we command you to cease your work to die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare, we shall receive. Amen. Well, thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that we can decree and declare according to 1 John 1 and 9 that our sins are forgiven and that we're cleansed, we're washed up. Hallelujah. May holy, may pure. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord Jesus, that by your blood we have been redeemed. Amen. We bless your holy name, Father. Lord, we ask that peace reign in our lives and those in our family. Let peace run us down and take us home and hold on to us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you for your peace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your way. Thank you for healing us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. And Father God, we lift up Minister Lauren Green on today. And we lift up Pastor Dorsey Manning. And we lift up Sister Connie Northern and Brother Joe Washington and Sister Shavante Shepherd. Oh God, we lift them up, oh Lord. Every church family member and friend, oh God, we lift them up, Lord, and we pray, oh God, Lord, that you would just bless their lives in a mighty way, Father God. Lord, you know all things, for all things are in your hands, oh God, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name for continued blessing and favor be upon their lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, you come up on shit here. Oh Lord, you come out of higher. Oh, you come out right out of my head. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, give them the vision of God that they will understand and know, hallelujah, what you would have for them to do. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the spirit of confusion die right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will operate according to your will and your way, oh God. Oh Lord, anoint them, oh God, or not their head, oh God, with thy holy oil, oh God, that their head, hallelujah, lack no oil and their garments will remain white, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, I pray for your continued strength in their life, oh God, that they will be able to scale the walls of the enemy, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in everything that the enemy has taken from them, oh God. Lord, I pray for turning seven times over, oh God, greater than it was taken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. They're kind of the most shit here. Oh, God, I pray for breakthrough in our life, oh God. And breakthrough, oh God, in their healing, oh God. Breakthrough, oh God, in their relationships. Breakthrough in their finances. Breakthrough in their businesses. Breakthrough in their jobs, oh God. Let breakthrough come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For you are the breaker that goes before us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you for the life of the God. Lord, if you have called them to do the work, oh God, for your word today, you are the one that equips, oh God, because the Lord let the equipment go, amen, so that they can go, oh God, if you've called them to go the airport, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, oh God, that they were going to power of the Holy Ghost, amen, that you would go before us, oh God, preparing a way, making every crooked pass go, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. Father God, we pray for traveling grace right now for those of us that we've traveled today or on the road traveling right now. Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. Hallelujah. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, every family member and loved one, over our homes and every form of transportation we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in, around, about, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, up everywhere our feet may tread, our head may lay. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, amen, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment you shall condemn, and we thank you for it, Lord. We put on this right now the full armor of God, amen, and we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us up and protects us from the palm of our hands and the soles of our feet up, and we take the shield of faith and we quench every fire within us, the enemy sent our way up. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of evil, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare right now victory, victory, victory. Receive the victory over every area of your life. If you have an ear to hear on today, receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We give it all over to you right now. And we leave it right there, hallelujah, at your feet. And we thank you that it's already worked out for our good. The Bible says that all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. We love you, Lord, that we can decree and declare your goodness right now. Amen. And goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all things are working together for the good, and we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for, Lord, that we are blessed, amen, going out and coming back in. We're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus, amen. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. We are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, amen. We're the apple of our Father's eye, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in every area of our life. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fulfill, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray, amen. To God be the glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise, church. Come on, come on, let's give God some praise right now. You've just been delivered, amen. You've just been healed. You've just been set free, amen. God has already blessed you, amen. Will you just go ahead and just thank him right now? It's already done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You don't have to wait till next Sunday. You ain't got to wait till Monday morning to receive it. You ain't got to wait till the doctor said you're healed. You ain't got to wait for those tests to know that God has done it. Receive it right now. That's how we walk by faith and not by sight. We're not waiting to see what man has to say. We're going to receive it right now because we believe that God is able to do it, that he is our healer. Amen. He is our provider. He is our way maker. He is our light in the darkness. Hallelujah. If you got God, I want you to understand, church, you have all that you need and more. Amen. Because we serve a God of more than enough. He can do it right now. He can turn that situation around for your good. Amen. Just take your hands off. Take your mouth off of it. Amen. Take your mind on it. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Watch the peace that he gives. It will overtake you. Amen. Hallelujah. You will receive so much joy when you just
keep your mind stayed on him. He says, I will keep you in perfect peace. I want you to understand, church, I can testify to that. Once I kept my mind and took my mind off the things of this world and put my mind on the things of God, amen, peace overtook me, joy came, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, hope was restored, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Father. We bless your name on today. We just thank God and we welcome everyone today. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hiya. Come on now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be so glad in this day. Our God is so good to us. So good, and he is so worthy to be praised because we are here right now, because we woke up this morning. That's enough right there to give God honor and give him praise. He gave us another chance, new mercies and new grace. That's what he says in his word. Every single day, new mercies and new grace. Amen. So welcome, every single one here to Sunday service this morning. Apostle Tawanika and I, you know, we are so honored to be right here in this place with you, lifting up the name of Jesus. So we just want to welcome every single one here that's with us here in Texas. We welcome you. We love you so much. Thank y'all for loving us. Thank you for being right here. All of our brothers and sisters, every single one of our brothers and sisters here with us from Louisiana, we welcome you. We welcome you here. We pray that the Holy Spirit, you know, that it give you favor today. Amen.
Amen.
All of our brothers and sisters, families and friends that are there in New York City, welcome to Sunday service this morning. Even in Chicago, Illinois, and all its surrounding areas, Minister Learn Green and his family member and friends, you know, we welcome you here to Sunday service. Amen. We are the Gospel Public Ministry. I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning.
And we just want to welcome you. If this is your first time here in Sunday service with us, Apostle Tawanika and I, we would like to personally welcome you. We would like for you to press 1. Press 1, let us know who you are, where you're from. If you have any testimonies or any prayer petitions, this is the time to bring it all to the altar. Bring it all to the altar. Bring it to Jesus. This time has been set aside for us to come together in prayer. So if you do have something that you are wanting to bring to Jesus, you want to bring it to God, you know, this is the time to come. If you are online, do call in 845-277-9213. Then press 1 and let us know who you are. And whatever your prayer petition is, you know, do come. Do come to the altar. You know, this is a right, a blood purchase right. Not just, you know, I got the right to do something, a blood purchase right. This is a part of the covenant that we are entering in with God because we get to pray. We get to come to the altar. Amen. And these are the times, you know, where God, you know, he wants us to come to him and to bring those things to him, every single thing that we're concerning about. Amen.
Amen.
So welcome again. Welcome, every single one.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm not sure we have if Brother Joel is in service on today. Amen. Amen. So we're going to have a song selection. We just thank God again for such a beautiful day. A great opportunity to be here and just be able to receive that we are bringing the word as pastors, ministers. We're receiving what God is saying to us. Amen. So I pray all be able to receive on today in the name of Jesus. We're going to go to have a song here, a song selection, and we're going to prepare ourselves to receive communion. So if you don't have your things ready for communion, I encourage you to grab those items that you'll be needing to partake in communion, because right after the song we will partake in communion. Amen. So stay with us. Glory to God. Mm-hmm.
I want your glory. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Show me your power. Less of me and more of you.
What
I need, rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me.
Hallelujah. Lord, we need your glory. We thank you for your Shekinah glory. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to partake in communion. The Bible says in Luke chapter 22, verse 14 to 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Lord, here we are. Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, your word says that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself, so let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions, iniquities, and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we remember how your body was broken for all of our sins, all of our transgressions, all of our iniquities, and all of our trespasses. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. We remember your suffering, how you were beaten and marred and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our bodies may be healed. And we say, by faith, by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed in your mighty name. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing us. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. So we now take this piece of bread, Lord, your body in remembrance of you. You may eat, church. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, that Jesus, that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood, my Lord. For your blood is our atonement. For your blood justifies us. Your blood sanctifies us. Your blood redeems us and cleanses us and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in your holy name. So we now take this cup, Lord, in remembrance of you, you may drink, church. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we all pray with love and thanksgiving in our hearts, and the whole church, everyone who do agree, do say amen and amen again. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And I thank God for his blood. I thank you, Lord, for your blood that has washed away all of our sins. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And I believe and I receive that in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to have a song selection, and we'll be back to the speech word. Hallelujah. Stay with me.
Yeah. Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen, amen again. Amen. We have made it to the message part of Sunday service this morning. We thank God for this opportunity, you know, to be right here to hear the word of God, to receive the word of God. I would like for every single one, you know, that has joined in with us online and everyone here in Texas and all the other states, you know, to join in with me to help me welcome this beautiful spirit of God, my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning, you know, an anointed woman of God, ready to pray with you, ready to pray for you, yielding to the Holy Spirit so she can be able to do his work. Amen. Devoted mother, devoted wife, devoted to her church, devoted to her family members and friends. Hallelujah. Especially devoted to me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Amen. Glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Let's give God some praise throughout this whole day. Amen. Knowing that God has kept us this far. And we just thank God. I thank God for this opportunity. It is a honor and a privilege to be before you on this day that the Lord has made. We got to get right into the message on today. Amen. I want you all to be able to receive it. Come aside from any distractions at this time so that you can truly receive what God is saying to us as church, to the church. Amen. Let us pray. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your wife alone on a place, hallelujah, of my life. Amen. I give it to you now for eternity. I welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God, to have your way right now in me, through me. Anoint my mouth that I will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that's not my word. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I ask you, Lord God, to bind all that I am to all that you are. In Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, and I just want to say thank you. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in and on all areas of my life. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that thy kingdom come, let thy will be done right now in this service. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now. According to Isaiah 16:2, Lord, we ask you to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We come against every hindering spirit right now. Amen. Every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit. We come against every spirit of unbelief. And we command you to cease your works and die at the and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way right now. Your word, not my word, oh God. Hallelujah. We ask you, oh God, to increase the anointing, oh God, on us so we can clearly hear and know your voice and that of a stranger. Amen. We ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice. We ask this according to John 16:23 in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask you in Jesus' name to give us and each person right now in service on today. Hallelujah, all that we prayed for today, amen, and give us clarity of vision, amen, as the word go forward, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, according to John 16:23, amen, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray, we receive, to God be the glory, amen, amen, and amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, I'm so excited. And I'm not trying to hide it. Amen. Hallelujah. Not apologizing for it, because I understand, you know, if it had not been for God, where would I be? Amen. This day, this morning. Amen. But I thank God that it is God that has kept us thus far, that keeps me. Hallelujah. How many know God to be a keeper? My Lord, my God. If you want to be kept, amen, God will keep you. So we thank God for all that he has done, doing, and about to do in the life of those that believe in the name of Jesus. The word today, the message today, church, is there is power in the name of Jesus. I want us to understand that. Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we're in situations, the only name we can say, or only prayer we can say is in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me in the name of Jesus. Lord, make a way in the name of Jesus. Lord, heal me in the name of Jesus. There is power. When you realize the power that's in the name of Jesus, you understand, amen, hallelujah, that you can scale the walls of the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. When you understand the power in the name of Jesus, that you will be healed, delivered, set free, that a way will be made out of no way. Understand that there's power in the name of Jesus. Some believe it's power in the name of the president, in the name of the doctor, in the name of people that we've been with. But there is power in the name of Jesus. Church, I want us to start in the book of Acts this morning. Acts chapter 3, verse 1 through 16. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Hallelujah. If you're just now tuning in, hallelujah, we welcome you. We bless you in the name of Jesus. We're talking about the power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When you have it, say amen. In the book of Acts chapter 3, verse 1 through 16. And I want to make sure we just get an understanding where we're reading from and what's going on in this particular book of the Bible, amen, as we read Acts chapter 3, verse 1 through 16, it talks about a lame man being healed. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 3, verse 1 through 16, it says, now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. I want to stop right there for a minute so we can understand here what does this mean? What's the significance of it? When while we're talking about there's power in the name of Jesus and how they were living then and what was going on during that time. So the Jews observed three times of prayer. So morning, afternoon, and evening. At these times, the devout Jews and Gentiles who believe in God often went to the temple to pray. So Peter and John were going to the temple at the 3 o'clock hour. Okay, so now we have to understand what's going on here. So we're leading up to understanding the power in the name of Jesus. The verse 2 says, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple. Verse 3 said, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. Verse 4 says, and fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. So understand the gate called Beautiful was an entrance to the temple, not to the city. So it was one of the favorite entrances, and many people passed through it on their way to worship. So the lame man was begging where he would be seen by the most people. So giving money to the beggars was considered praiseworthy in the Jewish religion. So the beggar wisely placed himself where his people might see him on their way to worship at the temple. My Lord, my God. And we go to verse 6. And Peter said, silver and gold, my Lord. Let me go back to verse 5. Verse 5 said, so he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Verse 6 says, and Peter says, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, the lame man asked for money, but Peter gave him something much better, the use of his legs. See, we often ask God to solve a small problem, but he wants to give us a whole new life and help us, hallelujah, help us from all of our problems. See, when we ask God for help, he may say, I've got something even better for you. See, ask God for what you want, but don't be surprised when he gives you what you really need. Hallelujah. See, in the name of Jesus Christ means by the authority of Jesus Christ, the apostles were doing this healing through the Holy Spirit's power and not their own. I want you to understand, church, there's power in the name of Jesus. If you want your situation to turn around, if you want your situation where it seems like there's no way, it's impossible, I want you to understand there is power in the name of Jesus. But do you believe? See, they didn't just speak just hopefully that what they spoke with the power that's in the name of Jesus. They spoke because they believed in the power in the name of Jesus, because they could have easily said, get up and walk. Get up and walk. But they said, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, and Peter said, silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Don't miss that part, church. There is power in the name of Jesus. My Lord, my God. The Bible says in verse 7, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength.
Yeah.
So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple, hallelujah, with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Verse 10 says, then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
This lame man, in his excitement, the formerly lame man began to jump and walk around. He also praised God. And then others were also awed by God's power. Don't forget to thank people who help you, but also remember to praise God for his care and protection. That's power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That was, I want you to understand what all went on in this picture here. I want us to understand all what took place, hallelujah, when this man received, hallelujah, because of power that's in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Many began to believe. Many began to see the power that God was working, hallelujah, in this lame man because there's power in the name of Jesus. My Lord, my God. Verse 11 says, now as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to him in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us as though by our own power or godliness, hallelujah, or godliness, amen? We, hallelujah, have made this man walk. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and asked for a murderer to be granted to you and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which was hallelujah, which we are witnesses. Verse 16 says, and his name, through faith, in his name has made this man strong, who you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of all of you, of you all. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Understanding this. Hallelujah. What are you saying? He said, not in my own name. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And not because of something that I did, because I'm not in my name that this was done. But I want you to understand, he said, and his name through faith in his name has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him the perfect soundness in the presence of you all. So understanding this, not only that, the man has faith. Because somebody coming to you, you know you can't walk.
Yes.
And just tell you to get up. The first thing you're going to say, what, so I can fall? What am I getting up for?
Mm-hmm.
But by the faith. Come on now. Faith worketh in the power in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Because you got to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He believed what they were saying. He believed that when they said, I don't have silver and gold. He said, but what I do give to you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
yes,
I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
yes,
my Lord, my God. See, Peter had an audience, and he capitalized on the opportunity to share Jesus Christ. He clearly presented his message by telling, one, who Jesus is, two, how the Jews had rejected him, and three, why their rejection was fatal, and four, what they needed to do to change the situation. Peter told the crowd that they still had a choice. God still offered them the opportunity to believe and receive Jesus as their Messiah and as their Lord. See, displays of God's mercy and grace, such as the healing of this lame man, often create teachable moments. See, pray to have courage like Peter to see these opportunities and to use them to speak up for Christ Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. He didn't take this opportunity to talk about what he did and see how I did this and who's going to be next and watch you be here. He didn't use this opportunity to put himself on display to show the power that he had. Amen? My Lord, my God, there is power in the name of Jesus. There's power. I want us to understand, in the name of Jesus. See, the religious leaders thought that they had put an end to Jesus when they crucified him. Hallelujah. But their confidence was shaken when Peter told them that Jesus was alive again and that this time they could not harm him. Peter's message emphasizes that, one, the people and the religious leaders killed Jesus. See, and two, God brought him back to life. And three, the apostles were witnesses to this fact. Amen. After pointing out the sin and the injustice of these leaders, Peter showed the significance of the resurrection, of God's triumph over the power over death. Amen. I want us to understand there's power in the name of Jesus that can raise you up up out of any situation, amen, because death that they had killed arise again and lives, amen, hallelujah. See, there was not going to be a second opportunity, amen, hallelujah. I want you to understand the power that's in the name of Jesus. If you can believe it and receive it, speak it and receive it in the name of Jesus. My Lord, my God, there is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Luke, my Lord, my God, we thank you, Father God, as we get ready to wrap up here, church. But I want us to get it. I want us to get it. Amen. And understand. There have been situations that I've been in, but I knew to call on the name of Jesus. I knew how to pray in the name of Jesus. I just went throwing up any kind of prayer. Amen. I want you to understand things begin to happen. Amen. When you pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 10, verse 17, the Bible says that the 70 returned with joy saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. My Lord, my God. See, the disciples had tremendous results, church, as they ministered in Jesus' name and with his authority. They were elated, amen, by the victories that they had witnessed. And Jesus shared their enthusiasm. He helped them get their priorities right. However, he also reminded them, if you read down a little bit further, he reminds them, hallelujah, of their most important victory, that their names were written in heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So though we have that Jesus has given us this power in his name, we got to understand that we don't begin to boast about, you know, this that we have done. Because verse 18 says, and he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. And verse 19 says, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And then verse 20 says, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. So though we have the power in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, and what the power in the name of Jesus does, we ourselves, amen, we ourselves are to never to rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to us, but rather rejoice because our names are written in heaven. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus' Great Commission, church, as we get ready to wrap up here, in the book of Mark 16, verse 17 through 18, says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. Verse 18 says, they will take up serpents. Amen. Hallelujah. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will be recovered. They will recover. Hallelujah. The Bible says in John 16, verse 23 through 24, as we're talking about, church, there's power in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, in that day you will ask me nothing, but most surely I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Verse 24 says, until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Church, there's power in the name of Jesus. Are you using that power, church? Are you using that power in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Are you using that power in the name of Jesus to be healed? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 21, says, and it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. Amen. I want you to understand, church, there's power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have you used that power today? Because he's given it to you. He said, I give you the authority. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Over and over again in Scripture, we read in my name, in Jesus' name, or in his name. The devils were powerless because of his name. Amen. The demons were cast out in his name, according to Mark 16, verse 17 through 18. Healing occurred in his name, according to Acts 3 and 6, 3, 16, 4 and 10. Salvation come in his name, according to Acts 4 and 12 and Romans 10 and 13. We are to be baptized in his name in Matthew 28 and 19. We are justified in his name in 1 Chronicles 6 and 11. I want to understand, church,
says there's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, mama, de kobo shete. Right now, come on. There's power in the name of Jesus. Everything we do and say is done in his name, according to Colossians 3:17. But it is praying in Jesus' name that I want to bring to the forefront. Jesus has invited, urged, and commanded us to pray in his name and has promised incredible results. But when you believe that, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. John 14:13-14 and John 16:23-24 are some of the most powerful verses in all scripture related to prayer. In fact, when most of us pray, we conclude with the phrase, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But what does it mean to pray in the name of Jesus? See, when we pray in Jesus' name, we are admitting the bankruptcy of our own name. When we pray in the name of Jesus, we come boldly before God because of the power of his name. Amen. Hallelujah. If we would be like a bride coming from abject to poverty to marry a wealthy husband, at that point, the woman takes the name of her husband and all that entails. She no longer acts in her name, but in his. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we pray in the name of Jesus, we identify with the person, Jesus Christ. Jesus has literally given us his name. Hallelujah. When we use that name, we are confessing that he is ours. Amen. And then, hallelujah, we are his. It's like going to the bank of heaven and knowing I have nothing. Amen. And the problem, but hallelujah, if I go in my name, I will get absolutely nothing. But Jesus Christ has unlimited funds in heaven's name. Amen. And he has granted us. He has granted me the privilege of going to the bank with his name on my check. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we pray in the name of Jesus, there knowing that it's power in the name of Jesus, we pray in his authority. We pray in his name to act by his authority. And to act by his authority is to act in accordance to his will as revealed in his word. Amen. When we pray in the name of Jesus, we submit to his will. Jesus' authority rested with his submission. Amen. To the Father. Amen. So our authority rests up with our submission to him. To act in his name is to act according to his nature. And his nature is one of submission. This, by the way, is why prayer that asks for things can hardly contrary to the word of God will never be answered. See, when we pray in the name of Jesus, we are representing him and his interests here on earth. Jesus has given every believer unlimited and general, hallelujah, power of attorney in all matters and with the right to use his name in every situation. When we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray expectantly. Amen. Hallelujah. When we pray in the name of Jesus, we may expect the answer in accord with, hallelujah, the value of his name. So we can pray with great excited expectations. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your situation is turning around. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, healing has come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Your marriage is being restored in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. You are delivered and set free right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Your children are coming out of prison in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, my God, my God. In the name of Jesus, I speak life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak victory. And I receive the victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it is so in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Joy has come this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There is power in the name of Jesus. I can see again. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I can walk again. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I'm redeemed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I am saved. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I believe. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that all things are possible. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Oh, my mighty God, oh, shit. Hallelujah.
I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that every situation that's concerning you and your family, concerning your finances, your business, your marriage, your children, amen, your work, whatever it is, I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, great turnaround for you. And it is so, and it shall be no other way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. The doors of the church are open with everyone today.
Amen, amen. Thank God for this wonderful message that went forth today. Speak the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And that right now that every single heart, every single anointed heart, the anointed ear, see this word today, in the name of Jesus. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, and you know you heard this message today, or you have been hearing God call you all week long, all day long, all night long, and you know, and today, you make that decision today, you know, that you're going to receive him into your life as being your Lord and Savior. If that's your desire, will you press one? Will you press one? You're online, and you have never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, and that's your desire today, will you call in? 845-277-9213. Then press one. Apostle Tawanik and I will help you pray prayer of salvation. Most dynamic thing you can do, most important thing that you can do while you're living. I'm talking about as a person that's living, someone that has not received Jesus Christ. This is the most important thing that you can do in your life. Amen. Will you press one? Amen. And for everyone else who have already prayed the prayer of salvation, who are already filled with the Holy Ghost, but you find yourself going through trials. You find yourself in situation. You find yourself, you know, in that place to where it's something that you need to bring to the throne of grace. And we stated this earlier. You know, we get to come to the throne of grace. We get to pray. Will you press one? Will you press one? Let us pray with you and let us pray for you. You know, when two or three are gathered together in Jesus' name, amen, in Jesus' name, God said, there I am in the midst. And I don't know about you, but I can't afford not to have God in the middle of anything that I'm going through. Not one thing. I can't afford to not have God in the middle of it. Amen. Will you press one? Amen. If you are looking for a church home, you're looking for a church home and you believe that this ministry is the place, this ministry is the ministry for you, Apostle Tawanika and I, we would love to disciple you. We'll be honored, you know, to feed you the word, you know, to be your shepherd. Amen. No matter where you are, whatever city that you're living in, amen, will you press one? We just want to love you through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. We're going to preach this word. We're going to teach this word. We are going to fellowship with you. Amen. Will you press one? Hallelujah. Lift up your hands, church, right here where you are. And let's pray a prayer. Father God, we thank you for every single thought that you have given us. We thank you for every single word that you have preached into our hearts. We thank you, Father God, for turning it all around. For you are the God of the turnarounds, the right now, God, the straightway, God. And we thank you for being so present in our lives. For your word said that you are very present help in time of trouble. And we thank you, Father God, that every single thing that we enter into, every single time that we enter into some trouble, we thank you for your presence and we thank you for your power. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us and over all that is concerning us. And we say all is well. All is well with us in our house. Amen. All is well with us and our job. All is well with us and our children. All is well with us and our finances. All is well because you are well in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. And it's in your name that we pray, Lord Jesus. And the whole church do say amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God on today. At this time, we're going to take time to see our tithes and offering on today. Amen. A time we all can participate in giving. And we have an opportunity to give. So we just thank God for all that God is doing. Amen. And just keeping us. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, your word said that you give seed to the soil, Lord. It's you that give the increase, Lord, as one planted, one water, but you, Father God, give the increase. Lord, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, all that give on today and have a heart to give, Lord God, we pray, oh God, as they give. Father God, let there be no lack in their giving. Lord, we pray for multiplied riches that coming from you, that make it rich and add no sorrow. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, many of us are needing a healing. It's not even about money, Father God. Many of us are needing your strength, oh God. Many of us are needing your wisdom, oh God, and knowledge, oh Father God, to live a life that is, hallelujah, successful, God, a life that is full, amen, of you, Father God. So, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, let those areas be richly filled, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, fill us to overflowing with our word, and we just want to say thank you. Dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of your glory for your sake on earth. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity and uphold your heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart that we give, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, because you've given us everything. Yeah. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. Amen. Today is Sunday, December the 18th, 2022. Amen. God bless. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, with Senior Pastors Esther Dorsey Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning. Our minister on the roster is Minister Lauren Green out of Illinois. Amen. Our announcements are as following. Monday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time is our intercessory prayer here on our prayer line at 845-277-9213. Amen. And Wednesdays at 7 p.m. we have our Bible study here on the same line. On Sundays, amen, I'll see that because we do have some new things that are coming up that are on the schedule. So on Sundays we have our Sunday services at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are preparing in the new year to start back up our Saturday school, which will begin in February. So look out for that start date, everyone. And in January, the third Saturday, I believe we have, but if we change those Saturdays, depending on how many people can actually go out with us on those dates. So we are starting our street ministry back out. We did go out and do a little street ministry a couple weeks ago. Amen. But we always try to take every opportunity when we do go out, my husband and myself, to be able to, you know, allow God to use us to minister to our brothers and sisters, to encourage them and to strengthen them by the word of God. And so we're definitely looking forward to that. And then preparing ourselves for the new year, we do have minister training every year as we are training up other ministers to go either forward to preach the word of God, to preach the gospel. So we're definitely looking forward to that and everybody getting their material to participate in minister training. Even if you've already been ordained, if you're going to be ordained, you definitely have to go through that 1 year of minister training before you can be ordained. But if you've already been ordained, we still have training every year because we need to be trained and equipped as well to keep going, to be strengthened in our ministry and our walk that our Father has given us. So we're looking forward to that. So that starts next year in January, February, and the minister training day, you all will receive that as well. Amen. We want to celebrate those who are having a birthday this month of December. Happy birthday, our daughter Kenya Victoria. turned 17 on yesterday, so we had an opportunity to go out with her. We'll be going back out today just celebrating her.
Yes, yes.
Amen. These children, they don't get to go out too much. They're always inside, so we definitely want to take their time out with our family. We've been called first to be ministers in our home. Amen. To make sure that we're taking care of our home before we can take care of any church. We have to make sure that we take care of the churches in the house. Amen. She's our first church. So taking time out with family. And I encourage you all as well, those of you all that we're so busy working, trying to get things done, that we don't take time out with our own family while we're out doing things for other people's family. And what about your own who are, you know, at home suffering and need that attention, need that time? So I encourage us all to do that.
Yeah.
Set that time aside. That's ministry. I want you to understand that's ministry in itself. Amen. So I encourage you to do that and do it more. Amen. Hallelujah.
Birthday. Celebrate the birthday.
Uncle Jarvis' birthday. Happy birthday.
Cousin Deborah,
happy birthday.
My sister Kia.
And Kia. We have so many there. So many in December, nieces, nephews, children, grandchildren. We have so many birthdays to celebrate, and we just thank God that we can celebrate them all, that we're here. So we pray that God will continue to bless you all. We pray that God will continue to bless you with more birthdays. Amen. That God will continue to pour into you great and mighty. We pray the favor and the peace of God upon your life, God's protection, God's blessings are overflowing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus' name we bless you. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. And anyone that's celebrating the anniversary in the month of December, happy anniversary. Oh, I forgot, our sister Shavante's birthday is in December. I believe it's the end of the month. I think she told me the 29th. Don't be mad at me, Shavante. I think you told me it's the 29th of December.
Amen.
But happy birthday to our sister, our friend, Sister Shavante Shepherd, who just joined the church. Happy birthday, and she's going to be celebrating here soon in this month of December. So we pray that God will continue to bless you, keep you, strengthen you, and all that you put your hands to do for our Heavenly Father, that God will prosper the work in the name of Jesus. So God bless you, and happy birthday to you. We love you. We thank God for you. And anyone that's celebrating a wedding anniversary this month of December, we bless your union in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray that God will continue to bless you all, keep you all, favor your marriage, that God will restore the peace, the joy, and the happiness. Amen. And then we pray that God will continue to keep you all together, that you all live long life together, wholeness and newness of life, good health and strength. And we just want to say thank God for you. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen and amen. Next month, me and Pastor Manny will be celebrating our anniversary. You all hear me say that, because I really want us to, Pastor Manny, to take me somewhere out of Houston. Anyway, glory to God. We thank God in the name of Jesus. It is such a blessing that they all be filled with joy. hallelujah. Amen. That does, I believe, conclude our announcements today. Christmas is next week, you all. This week. Christmas is next weekend, so we're definitely looking forward to that. We will have a prayer time, a time of prayer. So if you can join us, we'll let you know when that time will be, that we'll all come together and pray on Christmas. All right, Tay. I think that's all I have. Unless you have some, Pastor Manny. Preparing for a new play that's coming up in January. So you all mark your calendars, January 21st. We're bringing a new play. We're bringing the play back. It's called I Can't Stand My Family Members. But there's a message in that. So please join us. It's going to be a good time. Get your tickets. We'll have the information. We have a flyer to go out here in about a week. All right, God bless you all. That does conclude our announcements for today. I'm going to go ahead and release the pastor's blessing. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Senior Pastor Dorsey Manning and myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning with Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. Amen. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray and that we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I receive that. I receive this word today in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You can't receive any word that ever that we have ever heard
Jesus.
From the word of God, if we have Jesus. Ever heard from somebody, we should receive this word in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will,
Amen.
Working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again. God bless you.
Yes, Lord.
May God keep you. Enjoy the remainder of your Sunday in the name of Jesus. Don't allow Satan or any of his demons to strip the word. The word's been preached. Don't allow, to strip the word. We know that when the word's being preached, we know that Satan comes immediately to strip the word out of your mind, to get your mind on something else. Amen. Keep your mind on the word of God. Apostle Tawanika and I, we love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you, no matter how hard we try.
Yes,
remember, Satan is defeated already.
Yes,
he's already defeated. Believe that, church. He's already defeated.
Yes, Lord.
Because Jesus Christ is Lord.
My.
Amen.
Yes,
we love you.
Yes, Lord.
We'll see you here next time.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear that word.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I love gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine?